Every week we get a chance to talk to somebody from this 93.1 Moose FM, Timmins' biggest variety. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Shane Button Show. If you come across any problems on the roads, let us know. 705-264-9310. Minus 26 without the wind chill tonight. Ooh, it's going to be cold. Plug the car in. And of course, we could get some flurries there as well. Now, every week we're going to get a chance to talk with the eliminated home cook from MasterChef Canada. And last night, Alice Luo was eliminated and she joins us on the line right now. Alice, how you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. So what did you learn from the experience of being on MasterChef Canada?
Just from that episode, I think the biggest lesson is less is more. I'm going to definitely be toning down on all my spices and herbs, but I think overall, the biggest lesson that I've learned is really cook with your heart.
Other than the spices and the herbs, you said cutting down on that, is there anything you would have done maybe differently?
I think I probably would have changed my entire dish because obviously that dish didn't take me to the next round. I think I would have definitely still kept my fish, but make something different with the stone fruit if I had another chance to recook that dish.
You weren't there for a super long amount of time. Did you get much interaction and a lot of feedback that maybe doesn't get shown on television?
I saw all the other home cooks every single day, and from that, we learned so much from each other just by talking to each other, and it was definitely something I wouldn't have been able to find anywhere else other than the MasterChef Canada kitchen.
For someone that maybe hasn't got a chance to experience this, but they're watching it, trying to learn for themselves at home, do you have any one thing that you would pass along, like an informational tip to make their dishes stand out a little bit better?
You cook with passion, and if you cook with all your heart, the dish will be incredible.
There you go. Well, good luck in the future, and good luck with getting PhD the Bakery opened as well.
Thank you so much.